My name is Chuck Tague, and I've lived in Pittsburgh most of my life, except for a few excursions to different parts of the world. I live in Mount Washington. My thing is, well, is nature and all that it comprises. I started out becoming very involved in birds, watching birds, and that's a path that led me to be the education curator at the Pittsburgh Aviary. And from there, it's just one of those things with nature that one thing leads to another, and soon I was involved with wildflowers, mushrooms, insects, and just about anything I could find about nature. I was interested as a kid, but then as life went on, too many things got in the way, and it was something I came back to. Probably was in my mid-30s when I really got very serious about it. Just it came to a point in my life that raising a family, career and all that, and just actually I was unemployed for a while. I just sat back and evaluated what it was all about and just started walking down a trail and never looked back. Started out just going to the library, looking at books, buying books, and then just going out, seeing what I could find, being curious about what I would come across, and just lead me to find out more about that, and just kept on going. As far as mentors go, while at the aviary, I ended up at a nature club called the Wissahickon Nature Club, and for the last 11 years, I've been the president of it. Included naturalists much older than I am, and there's some of them are still there. And one in particular, of course, is Esther Allen, and she's a self-taught botanist, probably the best naturalist I've ever met. We lead walks together, and she's just so full of joy at everything she sees that I just can't help but getting more and more involved. Well, nature is a sense of discovery. As you walk along, there's always new things, surprising things, and the more I know, the more I'm surprised that I find, and just being able to see that discovery in other people when they come across a flower or a bird, especially when we're out with Esther. She's now 90 years old, but she still points to the little flower smaller than a dime growing along the edge of the road. Just seeing people discover things like that, or watching an eagle flying across, just popping over horizon suddenly, or picking up a rock, or looking under a leaf, finding a caterpillar, and just realizing that here I am in the bleakness of western Pennsylvania, the land of polluted water and strip mines that I grew up with, that I'm still finding more and more life, more and more beauty wherever I go. I'm working a lot with children now, more than I used to, out in the field, and I've designed workshops around nature journaling, and mostly homeschool children are going with us. Again, just to see their face when they discover new things. This year's been a great year for caterpillars. I find when I lead these workshops that the parents are just as amazed and just as involved as the children. But you don't have to get involved with groups, but there are a lot of groups, the Audubon Society, Three Rivers Birding Club, Botanical Society, that always welcome people tagging along. But that's not necessary. Just if you just look outside and see the beautiful fall leaves or the spring blossoms, or just a nice day, just get out and go and take your kids and stop, look, and then do a follow-up. If you find something you don't know, it's really not that hard to go on the internet and discover what it is and how it got there and why it's there. Just have to get out and do it.